I use it to save a ton of money and get an Amazon gift card worth $100, $200, even $300 free. Upside bundles my flights and hotel together for one low price, which saves so much money they gave me a free Amazon gift card. I'm a frequent business traveler, so that's thousands in free gift cards for me and lots of savings for my company. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. That's upside.com.
Minimum purchase applies. See site for details.
It is 3 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. It is the gym class coming away here on KGYM for this Wednesday. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk with Dan Shaka of Our Lad Scouting Service. NFL draft, couple weeks away. You can hear it right here on KGYM on the first and second nights, the first round and the second and the third round. We will talk with Dan Shaka. We'll take your questions as well about your favorite team or a specific player out there. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com will be joining us as well. Talk a little fantasy baseball, some fantasy football, if you have some early questions for that. And that'll be coming up on the program. We have a Bowling Night in America preview for the penultimate week of Bowling Night in America. And two more Iowa coaches meeting the media today. And some very interesting things coming out of that. Perhaps. We'll talk about that and more. It is a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in to the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Welcome aboard, everybody. We have a four-pack of Colonel's tickets to give away to one of our lucky listeners for the games coming up either Saturday, April the 22nd, or Sunday, April the 23rd, when the Colonels take on Kane County. Oh, by the way, the Colonels a winner today. Two in a row for Cedar Rapids. So they'll be coming home for a homestand starting tomorrow. Friday, Z102.9 Mug Club night. Keep that in mind as well. So the Colonels will come back home, winners of two in a row. We've got a four-pack of tickets for Colonel Baseball coming up for you before 4 o'clock here this afternoon. NBA regular season finale tonight. The Atlanta Hawks and the Indiana Pacers. Huge game for Indiana. Right now, they reside in the seventh spot in the East. They can go to 8, they can stay at 7, or they can be completely out of the thing. So it'll be coming up tonight for you. We'll join up with ESPN's coverage at 7 o'clock. It's a 7:05 tip-off for that one. Atlanta, I believe, is already solidified with their spot, so they may be resting some folks, as you heard at the top of the hour tonight. We shall see on that. Mark Dukes joining me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Speaking of resting, folks, the Dallas Mavericks are doing just that, giving Jared Utoff some playing time. He played 20 minutes last night, had 5 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, something like that. But he's getting extended time. He had played 27 minutes the previous game and nearly had a double-double. So I'd imagine Dallas back in action tonight at Memphis that Jared would get similar minutes.
I would agree. Final night of the regular season as far as the NBA is concerned. Hockey gets underway tonight with a second season as their playoffs will get started. 5 of the 8 series will get underway tonight. The other 3 will go tomorrow. Mr. Brooks is leaving the Oregon basketball program. Oregon, leave. Last one out of Eugene, please. Close the door and shut Shut the door. But you know what I mean.
Turn out the lights.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But on the other side of the coin, very interesting news from East Lansing today. Miles Bridges apparently has canceled all his meetings with potential agents. And sounds like he is going to come back to East Lansing and Michigan State for his sophomore year.
Good news for the Sparties.
My goodness. That's got to make Michigan State your favorite going into the mm-hmm. Big Ten campaign mm-hmm. next year. The way too early prognostication for the men's basketball for the Big Ten in 2017-2018 would be Michigan State. Caleb Swanigan, I don't think, is going to be coming back. I can see Haas coming back. I hope he does come back because I think he needs a little bit more seasoning.
He's pursuing the NBA, though. He's got his feelers out, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Will not sign an agent, though. Same thing with Mo Wagner and DJ Wilson of Michigan. Michigan could have a pretty stout team next year if those guys come back. Purdue's going to be okay. Not nearly as good next year without Swanigan.
Mm-hmm.
We know what Iowa has coming back. Wisconsin's got a boatload of talent they're going to have to fill in, but seemingly they do it each and every year. Every time you count out the Badgers, pick them sixth or seventh, they finish in the top four of the league. Maryland's got some talent, even if Mello Trimble doesn't come back. Potentially it could be a good Big Ten next year in men's basketball, but it depends on who comes back, who leaves, as it does each and every year. 8 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, and today in Iowa City, the two assistant coaches that met with the media were wide receivers coach Kelton Copeland, brand new receiver coach for the Hawkeyes, and Back to the Future with Ken O'Keefe today, who says he's very happy to be back. Especially, and we can say this because they are a sponsor, because Poncheros is still around. Very good for Ken, getting everybody taken care of right there. But I think the story of the day, Mark, as far as Ken O'Keefe was concerned, and love to hear your take on it, on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. Thank you very much to Jerry Ask for helping us out with that. According to Ken O'Keefe, he says right now that A, Uyghurs and Stanley have distanced themselves from the other quarterbacks on the roster, which would be Drew Cook and Ryan Boyle at this point. Secondly, they are neck and neck right now for the starting quarterback job for the Iowa football team going into the fall. Are you buying what Ken O'Keefe is selling?
I have no reason not to, but I think it may be more window dressing than anything else since Nate Stanley's red shirt was taken off last year and clearly had gained the number two job behind C.J. Beathard. Kirk Ferentz is on record as saying that. Now, maybe Uyghurs has made tremendous progress. Maybe Stanley has not. We don't really know and may not know until well into the fall, but I mean, that would be really wasting a year for Stanley in one regard and, you know, present a, I don't know, a quarterback controversy. Do we need another one after Rudock and Beathard?
You would say on the surface, no. Definitely don't need anything like that. But
regardless, it's going to be a new quarterback for the Iowa Hawkeyes this year, whether it's Uyghurs or Stanley.
True.
And I think everybody just assumed that it was Stanley's job once Beathard left because the red shirt was taken off and because he'd beaten out Uyghurs last year for the number two slot.
Then again, why do you go through all that? Why do you burn the red shirt? Why does he get promoted to the number two quarterback spot? Why does he, being Nathan Stanley, he's the guy that comes in the situations last year for a few plays, couple series, what have you, that C.J. Beathard was out last year. And now, you know, I get it, yes. You have to win the job. And like you said, maybe Uyghurs has really turned it on and picked up his game. If that is the case, then I think advantage Iowa for everything because you're going to have a pretty good quarterback under center next year.
It also underscores the fact that there needs to be something done excuse me, with Drew Cook and Ryan Boyle. And we talked about this before the show. We've got Mansell coming in as a true freshman, and you would assume that he'll be strong on the depth chart in a couple of years. I mean, Cook and Boyle are terrific athletes. Whether they can fit into another position, Boyle tried wide receiver and moved back.
Did not see the field.
But, I mean, we're getting one into their third year?
Third year.
And neither has seen the playing field. And if Uyghurs and Stanley have distanced themselves from Cook and Boyle, where does that leave those guys?
I would agree. Your thoughts at 319-366-1600. What do you think out there about what Ken O'Keefe had to say there today?
4702 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. That's 366-1600. Remember, Uyghurs was a top-ranked QB in the Midwest coming out of high school. Ryan from Walford, 0190. This has a Stansy Christensen ending written all over it. I'm guessing we see both guys in the first three non-conference games, and we will have a starter by Big Ten play. 4702 adding, Once Manzo gets his chance, it's all over.
Oh, really? Well, you know what? We talked with him on our recruiting show.
Yeah.
And, yes, everyone's going to be confident coming in, but he was ultra confident. He said he's coming in to fight for that starting job this year. And while you can take that for, yeah, every freshman coming in is going to say that, but he kind of had a little swagger to his voice. And, you know, I'm not saying he's going to come in and take everything, which if he does come in and shows that he's got what it takes, again, what do you do with Boyle and Cook at this point?
Mm-hmm.
So
67-39, horrible decision not to redshirt Stanley last year.
Yeah, especially, I would agree. 319-366-1600. Other Iowa news, Dalton Ferguson, former Solon standout on the offensive line. He also has gone down due to a knee injury. That was revealed today. And also, Noah Clayburgh, the athlete out of Pella, who was listed as a running back, he has been moved to the safety position. That due to the injury to Brandon Snyder that took place last week when Brandon Snyder tore up a knee. He's probably going to be lost for the 2017 season. Gervais is back there from Davenport Assumption, and now Clayburgh is back there. There's one other as well. But it's going to be somebody new back there at one of the safety positions.
I think Miles Taylor may be in the mix, among others. Maybe a position switch, too. Iowa has some defensive backs, whether it can fill that free safety spot. It's a very important position. It's not only important in the passing game, but run support, which I thought Brandon Snyder really excelled in last year.
Mm-hmm. 15 minutes past the hour at 3. We're going to talk to Dan Shanka of Our Lad Scouting Service. We'll do that here in just a couple of moments. We'll take more of your texts about the Iowa football situation. Wanted to get this along as well. Reported by several outlets, Des Moines Register, Jeff Linder, Jeff Johnson, both from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Ryan Merkin, as well down in Iowa City. Another hire and a big one, the biggest one probably athletically. It is the biggest one athletically for the brand new Iowa City Liberty High School, as it was announced this afternoon that Mike Morrison is going to be the new athletic director. He'll be the first athletic director at Liberty High School down in the Iowa City North Liberty area. Of course, he comes to Liberty from a very successful stint as a coach and now administrator and AD at West Delaware High School up in Manchester. So our congratulations going out to Mike. He'll do a fantastic job down at Liberty.
Already has done so at West Delaware, and it obviously is a big hire at Liberty. Of course, next year Liberty will compete in the independent.
They'll be an independent next year.
9th and 10th graders will go to Liberty. Juniors and seniors have the option of staying where they are, whether it be West or Regina or City High, what have you. And then it's going to take a couple, 3 years to get the full complement in terms of grades 9 through 12 into the building.
That is correct. They'll play varsity sports, I believe, in every sport except football next year as an independent. And then they, along with Western Dubuque, will join the MVC.
Mm-hmm.
For the 18-19 school year. So congratulations to Mike, though. Just class guy all around, and he will do a great job down at Liberty. And I know they'll miss him up in Manchester, up there at West Delaware High School, but he's been there for quite a while.
1121 would like to know, do the ADs also teach, or are they full-time athletic directors?
Full-time.
Yeah.
Full-time
athletic. Mike does have experience in teaching, though. I think he's math, wasn't he? Something like that.
I would have to double check on that. But yeah,
it's a full-time job.
There's no doubt about it. Very, very
much
so.
Scott Kibbe knows as well as anybody, having been an AD at Jefferson and Iowa City West.
Indeed. Yeah. Now he's going to be the first principal at Liberty as he's hiring all those folks. All right, 17 past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. Don't forget that Colonel 4-pack of tickets. We'll give those away coming up in just a little bit. Also, a reminder that the gym is partnering up with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information prior to the event. If selected, it will be featured online. And go to kgymradio.com and click on Community MVP to get things started. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we are going to talk with Dan Shanka of our Lad Scouting Service. So stay tuned. If you have a question about your favorite team or a specific player out there, let us know. 319-366-1600, both via the phone or the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Back with more coming up after this.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com to learn more.
If you're thinking about selling your home, now is the time to think about getting that sold sign planted out front ASAP. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about those sold signs. You see, each spring he buys a bunch of them because he plants them in people's yards. Doug has a nice shiny sold sign for your yard, and he plants them faster than a John Deere plants corn in the spring. Time is money, and Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Planting season is almost here.
Hi, Patrick Eads, owner of Geary Ford. I may not have the biggest dealership or the largest inventory, but I can promise you a fast, hassle-free experience with the friendliest people around and our best price up front.
On over 100 sale-priced used cars that come with 3 months, 3,000 miles comprehensive warranty and payments as low as $119 a month with zero down or up to $6,000 off MSRP on new Fusion and Escapes. With more inventory, more financing, and lower rates, you'll drive home in a newer vehicle and have a lower monthly payment than you have now.
Experience the way car buying should be at Geary Ford Iowa City or online at GearyFord.com.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
We welcome you back at 20 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Don't forget the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Then NBA regular season finale basketball tonight. Atlanta and the Indiana Pacers coming your way beginning at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Afternoon baseball today as well. I'm sorry, Mark, didn't go well for your Minnesota Twins today.
Did not. The Twins were up early 3-0, but Kyle Gibson gave up a grand slam to Andrew Romine in the fourth inning, and the Detroit Tigers went on to beat the Twins 5-3. Two other games in progress right now. The Yankees leading Tampa Bay 6-3, bottom of 7, and San Diego blanking Colorado 4-0 in the third.
All right, we'll keep you updated on those. NFL draft, couple weeks away. And to talk about that, Dan Shanka of our Lab Scouting Service joining us here, our NFL draft expert on this Wednesday afternoon. Dan, how you doing? You busy?
I'll tell you what. Well, actually, now that the guide is out, we took a little breath here. But, no, it's going to be a really downhill slide for the next couple weeks into Philadelphia.
Yeah, all the hay's in the barn, as they say now, right?
That's exactly right. That's a good old Iowa saying, and the hay is in the barn. But now we got to keep the cows and the cattle in and watch out for those rumors.
Defensive linemen seem to be at the top of everyone's mock draft, Dan. And please tell me the Bears will get one of them.
Hey, if they don't, they ought to have a riot up there. Right in the middle of the stadium. So, but I tell you what, I think Jonathan Allen would be there, and yeah, I mean, unless San Francisco takes him, but if they take Jonathan Allen, then the Bears will have Solomon Thomas, which will be a excellent fallback player. So, no, they're gonna get a good defensive lineman if they pull the trigger for one.
Well, everyone's speculating about Myles Garrett, if he's going to be the number one guy. And your thoughts about him. Is he going to, on your guys' board, let everybody know, where do you see him coming in at?
Yeah, he's our top guy, and he's been our top guy since last fall. You know, I mean, he's a tremendous everything he's done since the season got over, he's just been, in our minds, increased his stock. Now, you know, that isn't including the 400 people that have nothing to do in their mom's basement but stick on a computer, write up a mock draft. But, you know, but the people that are in the know, and of course, you know, you got Scuttlebutt out there, a few rumors here and there, but he should be the number one pick in the draft. He's an outstanding football player. And, you know, you hear, well, you know, he got most of his sacks against, you know, he had half them against Rice and Lamar. And so, well, I want to tell you something. That's what you should do when you play teams like that. You better kill them, and he does. And then, but he also has a lot of tackles for loss and negative yardage plays against unheard of teams like Alabama and Tennessee and Mississippi and everybody else in the SEC. So, you know, he's an outstanding football player, and he's a real intelligent guy too, which, you know, I think that's unusual for a lot of people interviewing guys that he's you know, a free thinker, so to speak. So, but very intelligent guy. And he should be the first pick in this draft.
Dan, I want to get your take on the quarterbacks in this draft. Mitch Trubisky, you have as the first one taken. Actually, Dan, I saw one board where the Bears were going to take him. I said, oh, my God, no. But then are the Browns really going to take a swing at Deshaun Watson if he's there at the end of the first round?
I tell you what, I don't know, because I think that they really want Trubisky, and they want to take him somewhere. I think, I don't know if they'll do a deal and take, but you know, there's so many scary things about every one of those top four quarterbacks. I mean, it's just you know, I mean, hey, you're throwing darts at some of those guys. I mean, hey, I love Deshaun Watson in college, but it's a whole different game in the NFL. It's just different. And you know, and his accuracy is way off. He sprays the ball all over the place, and his receivers got to make great catches, which has helped them, their stock go up, because then you can see those guys be able to catch off target passes and you know, things like that. So but no, I they're going to probably take a quarterback along the line somewhere. I think they want Trubisky. I think it's just a matter of, hey, do they want to go at 12? Do they want to trade, do some kind of trade up a little bit? If they, you know, they start getting nervous because they're hearing other teams, maybe like the Jets, would take another quarterback, you know, or somebody else ahead of them. And so you never know. But when all the smoke is cleared, in our latest mock draft, we actually got Trubisky going to Houston at 25 and no other quarterbacks in the first round.
Dan, I think the fun part about this draft this year, and I want to see if you agree with me on this, is the fact that you take a look at like 20 mock drafts, they're all completely different from one another. I mean, this could be the most the craziest first round of a draft that we've seen in a long time, because there doesn't seem to be that top three. I mean, you got Myles Garrett, who's probably going to be number one, but other than that, everything is kind of jumbled underneath. Does that make it fun for you guys, or does that make it a lot harder? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you know, you like to see consistency in the players and have, you know, see them play for 3 years. And I think that's the scuttlebutt this year is just, you know, there's one-year guys. Like Trubisky's a one-year guy. Bowles is a one-year guy from Utah. Ramchek from Wisconsin, a one-year guy. I mean, those guys are scary, even though, you know, they're good football players and they've shown it in the 1 year. But, you know, you want to see how they hold up durability-wise. You want to see them against different competition. You want to see them, you know, do a lot of different things. And it's hard to put a book on a guy for 1 year. And then a lot of the guys that were rising this year, like Hassan Reddick, who's been tremendous. He did play at Temple for a couple of years, and you know, but you know, he's a guy that's basically he's gonna have to. He played defensive end there, and he's gonna have to play up as a linebacker, which he's very. I mean, he showed all the signs at the Senior Bowl and things, and but yeah, it's a little bit gonna, you know, a shotgun type first round. It could be your old train wreck, just depend on how, you know, teams are, because hey, you got 32 teams out there, look at 32 different ways, except for New England. They pulled out of there. They don't have a pick in the third round, so you know, they're not going to be in this demolition derby, I guess you could say, in this first round. But I think because there's so many, the offensive linemen, there's not many of them. So there's going to be, we know there's going to be a couple of those guys. A couple of receivers really stand out. We got speed guy. We got a couple, big physical receivers, more so than other guys. Those three will probably be in there. You got a great safety in Adams from LSU. You got another outstanding safety in Hooker from Ohio State, as long as, his surgery's checked out, which, it was a hernia surgery and this and that. So I think he'll be fine. The running backs, one, Dalvin Cook, he may fall a little bit because of off-field stuff. And Leonard Fournette, hey, can he catch the ball? I mean, sometimes those safest picks, though, are those defensive linemen like Allen, who's played for 4 years, Solomon Thomas, 3 years, Garrett, 3 years. And so I think that's why they're kind of, floating to the top, so to speak.
Really interested in what will happen with Jabril Peppers, Dan, the star out of Michigan, really great college career. You've got him slotted at 28 to the Dallas Cowboys. He's such a versatile player, but perhaps that's his downfall, too, because maybe teams don't know where to slot him.
No, you're exactly right, Mark, because when I was talking to the coaches at Michigan early in the year, because he hadn't decided, when I was talking to the coaches up at Michigan about some of their other personnel for the East-West game and everything, and I asked them, about Peppers and where they thought he should play, and Coach DeFoe up there, who I was talking to, he was saying that, hey, I've talked to 14 general managers trying to help the kid out and make a decision, and we had 14 different people, 14 different general managers saying different things where, I think a third of them thought he ought to be a safety, and a third of them thought he ought to be up close as a hybrid linebacker, and another third of them thought he could go over on offense, and strictly be a running back and a special kind of guy, where you move them all around and things like that. So, yeah, that's the thing. Whoever drafts him, and they were hoping, actually, Tony DeFoe up there, he was hoping that he would be drafted later, and so the expectations wouldn't be so high for the kid at the top, because you just don't really know where you're going to play him, and he's got a lot of work to do, whether he's on defense. You got to play him up closer in the box. He's not really a half safety, but he can play some quarter coverage, and he can go out and maybe play a little press as a corner. But to me, in fact, a mock draft I did a couple of weeks ago with another radio station, I actually put Peppers into Kansas City, and I know Scott will be real happy about that. I put him in there as a running back.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So, he to me, what he does, he makes things happen when he has his hands on the ball, and you can, to get your hands on the ball, besides the special teams, you better get him at running back. So, you're right, Mark. I mean, you don't know because a team will have a game plan for him, whoever selects him.
If you have a question for Dan Schonk of Our Lad Scouting Service, give us a text, 319-366-1600, as Ryan from Walford has done. We'd like to know, Dan, I know you're not in the fantasy business, but his question is, any receivers coming out of the draft this year that will make an immediate fantasy impact?
Well, obviously it's always where they go and who, what's the surroundings like, who their coach is, who the coordinator is and things, but sure, Corey Davis out of Western Michigan, he's a tremendous receiver, like Mike Williams, more of a possession guy, but like Mike. And then, of course, the big thing is John Ross, who can absolutely smoke it, and hopefully he'll go to a team in the NFL with a strong-arm quarterback. And because, at Washington, here's a guy that had slowed down to wait for the ball because Browning, his quarterback, couldn't get it out there to him. And he's, 10 yards behind the secondary, and they had to wait for the ball. So, I think that any three of those guys have a chance to, make a little noise, but it all depends on where they go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Selfish for my Kansas City Chiefs, I would love to see Reuben Foster fall down to number 27. Don't know if it's going to happen. But one that intrigues me is, I think that could be around a 27, is another running back. You mentioned Fournette. He's going to be the number one guy that goes. But I think Christian McCaffrey could fall down that far to my Chiefs. And I think he's got a really good NFL career ahead of him.
No, I agree 100%, Scott. In fact, I did put Christian McCaffrey into Kansas City, but between you and I, that's wishful thinking for the Chiefs, because I just don't think he's going to make it there, because he's already visited Denver, and of course his dad played for years with the Broncos, and he's in the neighborhood, so to speak, and they could certainly use a weapon. And of course, Philadelphia, they want more weapons, for Carson Wentz. And, McCaffrey's your total package. I mean, he's your utility knife, your Swiss Army knife, whatever you want to call him. I mean, he does it all. I mean, so yeah, he would look super in Kansas City, and Andy Reid knows what to do with him. But I'll tell you what, Peterson, the head coach out in Philadelphia, he learned a lot from Andy, so he could see what fit real good in there. And then, you never know what some of those other teams up on, even further up the chute might say. But he is a true weapon. Wherever you put him, big things are going to happen. And, of course, Iowa fans know him quite well.
We're going to get to a handful of texts here in a minute, Dan, but I want to start with some Iowa guys, and start with Desmond King, who decided to return to Iowa, played, it was solid his senior year. Did he improve his stock? Did he fall? Did he stay about the same as he would have had he come out as a junior?
Well, it's always hard to tell, but Desmond, I think, played every bit as well, but they didn't throw as well. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the opportunities this year that he had a year ago. But I mean, all these radio shows I'm on all over the country, I'm just telling everybody that this guy is a great football player. He's going to be probably a Pro Bowl safety is what he's ultimately going to be, but he can play press. He's the best tackling defensive back or corner, certainly in this draft. Smart guy, heady guy. The only thing, there's two things I was worried about. I was worried about flat out speed, he ended up running 4.55 and, 4.54 at his pro day, which is, hey, good enough. And then I worried about those short arms a little bit. I didn't realize his arms, they're in that 30, right at that 30 range. You like to have them a little bit longer. So when you do jump up and you can slap that ball away over a tall receiver, you'd like to have a little bit more arm length to you. But that being said, the guy's an excellent football player. I'm one of his biggest fans, and he's going to start in the league. I don't care where he goes. If it's late first, he's going second, late second. Wherever he goes, he's going to start. So it's just a matter of, who's going to pull the trigger on him.
Yeah, I think Brian Bulaga had short arms too, Dan, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's always that was the thing. Remember when Scherf was coming out? Everybody's going, well, I wonder how long his arms are. Well, they're long enough to get in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, 94.50 on the text line. Who are my Giants looking at, Dan?
Well, they really want to tackle, I think, in the worst way. That'd be their number one priority. If Ramchek fell there or Bowles, they would love to get him. And they would probably take a tight end if Kunjo from Miami falls down there. I think that they would like him at 23. So I think you're looking at an off. If one of those two tackles is there, they're going to be gone at 23, or the tight end from Miami.
Another texter, write in. What teams are looking at C.J. Beathard?
I think he's going to be looking for a backup job somewhere. Some teams this year, it's not a very strong quarterback class, and he does a lot of good things. He's very smart. He understands the West Coast offense. There's a lot of things. I tell you what, you can almost put anybody that's looking for a backup and a third quarterback, you put CJ in the mix there. So, he just needs some time getting a pro offense and things. And, I would have liked to see him take a step forward this year, but gee whiz, early offensive line problems, and then had the receivers go down, and he just had a tough go of it. But hey, he gets in the NFL and settle down, and he'll have a chance to have a backup job, I think, for sure.
26:57. Hey guys, I'm wondering where you think the Wisconsin backs will go.
I'll tell you, I really like Dar. We'll call him because I asked them up at Wisconsin, how do you pronounce that name? And they said, well, we call him Dar. But really like him. Old number 23. And he's going to go somewhere as a third down back. He's a slasher, not a burner, but he's going to go somewhere, I'm going to think, in the fifth, sixth round. And really like him. We had him at the East-West game, and great young man, and caught the ball super good. He got great hands. So he's going to contribute there. And then Clement, you know, the big thing is how the doctors, if they pass him on physicals and things, and, you know, he's been beat up pretty good, but he's also, you know, a running back that runs with his chin over his toes, and he'll go in a zone type of scheme, you know, just like they ran up there at Wisconsin. So if you know some teams with their zone blockers, put him in there.
1260, what about Davis, the wide receiver out of Georgia State? I'd like him for the Bears as well as Dupree out of LSU.
Well, I'll tell you what, Davis is a tremendous athlete. I mean, he set all kinds of records there. He's a good-sized guy. We grade these guys athletically at the combine, and of all the receivers, he's in the top two or three. I mean, the guy's a tremendous athlete, good-sized guy, you know, 6'2 plus, 215, can run. And so, you know, I think the Bears could probably get him, though, you know, probably in that fourth-round area. Maybe, I don't know if he'd go to five, but probably four for sure. And so I think that, you know, that would be a big a good pickup for him.
One other text we'll get to, Dan, 7854. What are the Steelers looking for?
Pass rusher. You know, they shot, you know, themselves in the foot on Jarvis Jones. And I think right now that they're – we put Takaris McKinley in there from UCLA, who's he's about 6'2", about 265, an explosive edge guy. But they need to get another pass rusher. James Harrison, he keeps, you know, shaving and dyeing his hair and everything else because he's pretty gray up there now. And even though he plays hard all the time, age and time catches the best ones. And so they're looking for, I think, a pass rusher at 30.
Yeah. A lot of good stuff. We'll have the draft coming up in a couple weeks. We'll try to get you on one more time, Dan, maybe early draft week, and talk about it a little bit more. But for more information, if people want to pick up your guide, let them know how they can do that.
I tell you, the best way to do it is go online, really, and at our website at ourlads.com, or give us a phone call at 1-800-PRO-DRAFT, and we'll get you set up.
That sounds good. Hey, Dan, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Always great being with you. Thanks a million.
You bet. Dan Shonka of Our Lad Scouting Service talking some NFL draft with us here. 3:40. We will take a break, and when we come back, we're going to hook up with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. If you have a fantasy baseball question, maybe an early fantasy football question, let us know about it at 319-366-1600, and we will talk to Chris coming up here in just a little bit. Four-pack tickets to the Colonels coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend against Kane County on the 22nd and the 23rd, up for grabs as well before 4 o'clock. Stay tuned, more to come.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You have achieved total unity by comparing insurance rates with competitors and choosing the best rate for you. Now you are at one, like a pro athlete playing yourself in a video game. They got your nose wrong. You forgive them.
Achieve oneness. Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stugatz here for Canadian Mist. You know what I'm looking forward to? Hanging with friends on the back deck. We'll grab the red Solo cups, pour some Canadian Mist whiskey with a splash of cola, a little crushed ice. It's so simple. There's absolutely nothing better. Whether you're making stories or telling them, it's how friends share a drink. Read about our story and get some great recipes at CanadianMist.com. Canadian Mist whiskey. Simply together, drink responsibly. Canadian Mist blended Canadian whiskey. 40% alcohol by volume. Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey. I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. now. This is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, The Gym Class on KGYM.
And we welcome you back on the Wednesday edition of the program. Coming up tomorrow, John Cranton of Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas will be joining us. And then later on in the week, I believe Scott Docterman is going to join us coming up on Friday. By the way, we will be down in Iowa City on Friday. Stop on by, say hi, as it'll be the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire Service. That'll be coming up on Friday, 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock with the Gym Class. Yes, we will be in Iowa City coming up. And then if you're not sick of me, by 4 o'clock, I'm going to be sitting in for Alex on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, but Scott Unash sitting in for Alex Kuhn. So that'll be coming up on Friday.
Pay attention, yeah. Updated baseball scores, one final in the books. Detroit has beaten the Twins 5-3. Yankees leading Tampa Bay 8-4 in the middle of the eighth inning. San Diego blanking Colorado in the top of the fifth. St. Louis off to a 1-0 lead over Washington in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, afternoon baseball going on. Twins are back on Friday on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as it'll be Twins baseball. Twins will be hosting the White Sox coming up on Friday night, beginning at 7 o'clock here on KGYM. I'm going to talk to Chris List of RotoWire.com in just a moment or two and get your fantasy baseball questions ready to go. If you have a free agent question, Chris can try to field that as well. He doesn't do college football.
Right.
So if you're wondering, if you have a question out there, okay, how is Corey Davis going to do after blank drafts him? Chris will tell you, I don't know. I don't follow college football. I follow them when they get drafted.
I find that quite interesting, but he's got his plate full with the NFL stuff, not only NFL stuff, but other fantasy sports as well out there at rotowire.com.
Very true. Very true. And we'll get him up and running coming up here in just a couple of moments or so as we come your way at 3:45. Do you want to do this while we have a moment? Do you want to give our Bowling Night in America preview?
Well, I'd be glad to.
While we are waiting. It's the penultimate week of Bowling Night in America.
If you're not familiar with penultimateness, that's the next to last week of the season.
Correct.
Okay? Penultimateness. Have to look that one up. At any rate, yeah, next to last week of Bowling Night in America out in the mature Evergreen League, May City Bowl. Rusty Nails trying to get to at least even on the season. 60-64 right now after dropping 4 last week. The two of us are off. We're going to have to rely on others to take down the defending champions, Durline Scale.
And they are hot right now. You notice how far they moved up to standings?
They have, but they are mathematically eliminated from winning the championship again. They're 9 games back of the Union Station.
We are eliminated,
Union
too.
Station really excited about being in first place. Talked to Daryl Bentley at one of my favorite grocery stores the other day. Yeah, they're 2.5 games up, ready to lock it up.
Daryl, don't think about it. Don't think about it, man.
Rusty Nails on 31-32 tonight, right at the right-hand side of the building against Durline Scale. Go get them, boys.
Not missing that. 31-32 out there. So, trying to get hooked up with Chris here, and maybe the phone lines in Spain are not working today.
That could be. Maybe
Sergio Garcia. It's Sergio Garcia Day in Spain.
Hey, if you got an interest in summer leagues, the leagues are forming now at May City Bowl. Give them a call, 362-0136. They can also answer your questions out there about any parties you might want to throw, company outings, birthday parties, open bowling. It's always great fun out there at May City Bowl, and the Pro Shop is among the best with Andy Dirks at the helm out there.
It is the penultimate week, as we mentioned, of Bowling Night in America at May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest, but it all leads up to Rivalry Week next week. Mark, It doesn't go out with a whimper. It goes out with a bang.
Yeah, we got to get that Schmedium May City Bowl jacket dry clean before next week.
Next week, because it is the annual grudge match, the tri-annual grudge match between. Can I use that? Did I just make up a word?
We're okay with tri-annual.
All right. Very good. Tri-annual. It is the
three times a year
annual matchup with the Pin Pals. And we... We're in their neighborhood in the standings. Let's just put it that way. Not delicately, let's just put it that
way. Well, let's be frank. We're only three games ahead of them in the standings.
They
okay?
could be ahead of us by the time we meet them next Wednesday.
Well, let's hope not.
They could be. They could be. All right, we'll take a break, come back. I hope to get caught up with Chris Liss of rotowire.com, so stay tuned. More to come after this.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before our client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on...
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you on the Gym Class, 350 here on the Wednesday edition of the show. And without any further ado, we're going to bring in our fantasy sports expert, Chris Liss of rotowire.com, set to join us right now. If you have a question for Chris, we're getting into, obviously, fantasy baseball up and running here. We got the draft around the corner, free agency still going on. 319-366-1600, you can either call or let us know on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Chris, how you doing on this Wednesday?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Are you're still in Spain, correct? Or Portugal?
Portugal. Some people think, you know, it's a part of Spain, but it's actually a small country the size of Kentucky, right next door to it.
But
was Sergio's victory met well over there?
Yeah, well, they don't. Yeah, they don't. Portugal hates Spain, so they're not happy for them at all. Sure.
Okay. Well, now we know. Now we know. There's no Sergio Garcia parade going on in Lisbon, nope. Portugal today. So, very good, Chris. It is Yunel Escobar's world, and we're all living in it so far in Major League Baseball. Correct?
Yeah, I would say that, Starn. I think that he's. It's more of just him getting some seeing eye hits, but there's been some crazy starts to the season. I'm a very heavy Byron Buxton owner, and I was talking about this the other day, but like, he's hitting the way like the average man off the street would hit if they got put into the lineup. I mean, major leaguers just don't strike out that much.
No. Are you concerned about that?
Yes.
Okay.
I am concerned. His defense is so good that I think that he'll remain in the lineup, but you know, it to what end? You know, I mean, what good is it? I mean, there's something wrong. Honestly, like he struck out like 17 times in 30 plate appearances. It's unreal, and I don't know what's going on. But you know, it's a guy with 15-30 upside, 15 homers, 30 steals if he gets it together.
As a Twins fan, I am as well, Chris. I wonder in all the leagues you're in. Is there any consistency, or has been there been any consistency, and let's say the top five players taken overall in all your drafts?
It's, you know, I mean, this, there's the top seven or eight of the same guys in different orders. Like, I took Kershaw number two overall. Sometimes he goes number one, but in other leagues, he's number five or six. I think that was the biggest, sort of most volatile player. Some people just think you don't take a pitcher. But if you do the math, if you run the numbers, which I did like a million different ways, Kershaw just has more value to your fantasy team than Mike Trout. If, obviously, they both stay healthy.
Although the Angels, I'm getting off to a decent start anyway, but we'll see. I don't think that's going to last, but you never know.
Yeah, they're not, you know, Garrett Richards is hurt. That was potentially their best pitcher. And then you've got Trout and an aging Pujols and a bunch of scrubs mostly. So I think the Angels, I'd be shocked if they made it to 500 this year.
How about the weakest and strongest fantasy positions this year, Chris?
Yeah, it's been interesting. You know, second base wasn't that deep, but now that Jonathan Villar and a couple other guys are starting to qualify at second, that are playing second this year, it's going to get a little bit stronger and a little bit deeper. Then catcher is obviously the shallowest every year, and it was so shallow this year that I just ignored it. I just figured the $1 catcher at the end of your auction or the last pick in your draft was as likely to do well as, you know, some guy who got a catcher in the 10th round. So I just completely ignored it. And then closer's been pretty volatile so far this year. There's already been some turnover. Sam Dyson is already looking like he's on the ropes. Gene Margoma has already lost a job. So there's been some shuffling at the closer spot.
There has been. Going back to the catcher position, I did think, though, taking a flyer, I don't know if it was a flyer, but he's with a new team now with Matt Wieters, and he's off to a very good start. If he's healthy, I think Matt Wieters can put up some pretty good numbers at that position, which is considered pretty weak.
Yeah, it will end up being a big advantage to have a catcher that does well. And Wieters is off to a hot start, though. Only one home run, is just he's been getting a ton of base hits. And yeah, he's had some injury problems, but he, you know, 31. Sometimes catchers peak late. You know, they're peaking 29, 30, 31, rather than position players. It just takes a long time to sort of master the position and get used to the rigors of it in the season. So Wieters is kind of an interesting guy. I don't have any shares of him, but I could see it.
Often, Chris, when a player changes teams, just that in and of itself has been a benefit for some players. I know Phil Hughes benefited from at least 1 year anyway. But among those players that change uniforms in the off season, who do you think will benefit the most?
I got to think about it because I have to go through all the, you know, off the top of my head. I can't remember who.
I think Encarnacion for one.
Yeah, Encarnacion this year. I could be wrong about that. He started striking out a little bit more, and that worries me. He's also like 35, 36 now. So I wasn't big on Encarnacion. To me, the rule of thumb is if a player's doing well and he changes teams, you're adding risk. If a player's struggling like Wieters and he changes team, that's good. It means change of scenery, right? So like if it's somebody that wasn't living up to expectations, the change can only be good. But if it's someone who's playing well, change can only be bad. That's basically my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Hey, a couple things here before we get to, and we apologize, we got you on a little late today due to some phone issues here, but I wanted to ask you one question about football before we let you go here. But sure. I want to throw this out. You got so many people that help you out as far as the fantasy sports at rotowire.com. How many people do you have basically on staff on the baseball side of things that people can throw questions at, whatever they need to do online or however?
Okay, Scott, when I first started doing your show in 2001 or 2002, we probably had five of us total. Now we have, I think, like 35 full-timers and another, I'm going to say, 150 to 200 people who work part-time or in some capacity.
Wow.
So it's pretty crazy, yes. It's a lot bigger. So for baseball only, there's probably like, you know, 15 core guys who do most of the work for baseball.
Yeah, and so they will certainly know. Before we let you go, one free agent question. Where do you think Adrian Peterson will land, or will he not land? Will he not play next year?
You know, he's a little crazy. Like, from stories I've read about him, like, he's like a fanatic with the workouts, and he's a little bit like, he had this crazy birthday party where he spent like $2 million. Like, he's a little crazy. And I wonder if he'll be able to just adjust his self-perception of being, you know, one of the best players in the league to being a guy who has to take a very small salary to play. I don't think anyone's going to give him the money that he's looking for. So it's going to be up to him. Is he going to come back you know, for the love of just playing and proving something, which he also is fanatical about being in shape and proving himself. Or is he going to say, no, these guys aren't paying up. There's no way I'm, you know, playing for the veteran minimum or some small salary. So that's to me the biggest question. If he does sign, man, I don't know where I thought the Patriots would be a great fit if he wanted to get a ring, but that didn't seem to work out. So I honestly don't know. Maybe Denver? I don't know.
About a minute here left with Chris Liss on the text line 8532. Would like to know who's the first impact rookie that will come up this year in Major League Baseball.
I think Yoan Moncada, who's been tearing up the minors, is probably the best bet.
We'll see. We'll see out of the
White Sox. And White Sox fans here, right? There's some White Sox fans here.
Yep, that's me. That's me. So I'm a little leery about it. I don't want to rush him too quickly.
Yeah, I think he's crushing AAA right now, though. So that's, you know, they would probably, if he struggled, they'd probably hold him back. But if he shows that he's ready, it's like, it's going to be hard to keep him down. They may wait till Super 2, you know, in June, just to, like, control him one more year.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, rotowire.com. Tell us a little bit about that quick before we let you go.
Yeah, rotowire.com/trial is a free 10-day trial. You do not need a credit card. We have tons of baseball stuff, tons of fantasy football stuff already. We're getting that started in the next month or so. Again, rotowire.com/trial.
All right, Chris. Hey, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Take care.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
All right. Thank you to Chris Liss of rotowire.com. Joins us every other week to talk a little baseball. All right, we got Colonel's tickets giveaway right now. Give Kyle a call. Caller number 5 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You're going to get a family four-pack of tickets to see the Colonel's take on Kane County. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn next.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Associated Materials, one of the largest window manufacturers in the USA, has temp to hire first and second shift production positions open right now in Cedar Rapids. Work first shift and enjoy warm weather nights off, or sleep in and work second shift. With their new progressive pay increases, you'll get a raise every 30 days, and after 90